Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Hey, Jonah's on the... How many years have you been a beer vendor at Wrigley, Jonah?
This is the start of season number 12 for me, believe it or not.
Woo! And did you sell 125 beers yesterday?
Well, we'll release an exclusive here on the Lisa Dent Show. I'm about to post the video relaying how many beers I sold, but I barely missed my goal. 115 was the count yesterday.
It was a little chilly. I'm guessing beer wasn't the number one thing people were buying.
It really was actually kind of flying. People were celebrating for opening day, but because I was in the 100 section and not selling underneath the awning, with the rain, people started to seek shelter every now and then to get out of the cold. So I lost some of my potential patrons due to some drizzle.
Oh, my gosh. I love following you. You guys, give him a follow. It's Jewish Jonah. Jewish Jonah. And so you've got 12 years doing this. Who's got the most seniority?
Guy at the front of the line, we call him Hopper. His real name is David Komarov. He just started year number 62, so he's got me by 50 years.
62 years as a vendor at Wrigley Field. And is that how you line up? You said he's at the front of the line, so all the vendors line up in order of seniority?
Exactly, yeah. So about an hour and a half before first pitch, we get in a room and we line up from Hopper all the way to the newest people at the very end. If there were like 100 vendors employed, let's say, even after 12 years, I'm probably only number like 65 still, which goes to show how long people stay at the job. But there's a sheet that has all of the different product and section assignments, and we literally will go one by one writing our names down on the sheet and drafting what we're going to be selling for the day.
So you choose what you're going to sell that day, but Hopper gets to go first.
Exactly.
Wow. And how were tips yesterday? I would imagine people were like wound up opening day. Did you make some cash?
Always great. The people at Wrigley are quite generous, and we always appreciate it.
Now, I did talk to Kevin Wells. He's on the morning show here. He said he paid $20 for a 24-ounce Budweiser. You're doing 312, right?
Yesterday, I was on the Goose Island products and the Estrella Jalisco.
And so what's the average tip on a beer? What should we tip? What's kind and appropriate?
I'd say whatever, you know, whatever you're feeling like. The one thing I will say, though, is, you know, we're working hard. We're carrying 40 pounds of beer through the seats in 40-degree weather all the way up to 90-degree weather and humidity. So we always appreciate a nice tip.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm asking you. Jonah, what's a nice tip? I mean, Kevin said he tipped $5 on the $20 bill, which is, 25%.
Kevin's a good lad. I will never say no to a 25% tip.
Neither would I. So what is the allure? Why is it that you come back year after year to Wrigley?
Oh, it's the best job in the world. I mean, first of all, Wrigley Field kind of speaks for itself. I'm a diehard Cubs fan. It's so fun to interact with the fans. I get some exercise. I get to hear stories from the vendors who have been working for half a century. When you think about it, no one has been a part of the Cubs organization longer than the vendors. No owner, no usher, no groundskeeper, no player. So they're really like the historians, so to speak, of the ballpark. And as a diehard Cubs fan, it's just been a joy to get to know them and work with some of the best colleagues at the best place on earth.
Kevin Powell, who's at our sports anchor desk this afternoon, was in the booth yesterday at Wrigley. Could you see the beer vendors in action, Kev?
You know, I was a little disappointed in some of the fans yesterday. I'm not going to lie. I know maybe they didn't see the weather report because it dropped maybe 20 or 30 degrees in a matter of like 30 minutes and the rain came. I was a little disappointed. Not going to lie. With some of the fans were clearing out kind of early yesterday. Did you witness the same thing?
There was definitely a little bit of clear out, but you definitely still saw all the vendors out there.
That's
rain
right.
or shine.
That's right. You guys are always out
there. We're trying to sling as many as we can.
That's awesome. And I hear you're an Illini fan. Are you alum?
Both. Diehard Illinois sports fan. Even my grandparents went there. My parents went there. I went to school there. So I basically bleed as much Cubby blue and red as I do Illinois orange and blue, and I'm kind of freaking out for our Elite Eight bloodbath that's going to happen with Iowa tomorrow.
Yeah, so they make it to the Final Four. That's what you're predicting.
I feel good about it, but you can never overestimate a team, and anything can happen in a Big Ten game. But if they do make it to the Final Four and maybe even the big dance all the way on Monday the 6th, I will be driving to the Annapolis and making it to that last game, hopefully.
That's awesome. And the best piece of food we should order at Wrigley this year. You're back there. You see it. You might not choose to serve it, but what should we grab?
That's a great question. You might call me biased, but you got to come buy a hot dog from me or some of the other hot dog vendors. There's no better place than Wrigley Field to get a Chicago-style dog.
Okay, this won't be the last time you hear from us, Jonah. Thanks for taking our call today.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Go Cubs, go, and go Illinois.